Thank you, Chair. Thank you to Ms. Miko for the comments. But for the obstacles that are still there, it's what I mentioned around social and culture norms. So we still see that, and that is why I say that we are trying to put up some strategies like the main engage strategy so that we can overcome those challenges. It's not that they are not aware of the quota that has been there for quite some time, as mentioned, but we still see that those obstacles around social and cultural norms, and that might take some time to really overcome those. But thank you for your comment. The Gender Monitoring Office, yes, as raised by you, Chair, is still there. It is actually under Prime Minister's office because it has to monitor and make accountable all different institutions. That is why it is not only under the Minister of Gender and Family Promotion, but instead under Prime Minister's office. And it holds accountable institution about the number of women in different positions and in different institutions, but also on the budget, because gender is cross-cutting aspect. Different offices are required when presenting their budget to also have a gender budget statement, and GMO, or Gender Monitoring Office, is the one in charge of holding accountable different institutions if that is not considered. Even the budget law to pass the parliament, the FFRP also have an eye on that to see and consider in different sectors, because it is not only about the ministry, and that is linked to the question raised around what share of budget is allocated to gender. It is not only specifically for the Minister of Gender and Family Promotion, but each institution is required to consider and to have a gender budget statement when designing their budget. So GMO is still doing that. And the FFRP, the Forum for Women Parliamentarians, and the caucus that we have, they complete each other. So none of them, one didn't absorb the other one, but they complete each other, because the caucus go beyond women issues. They also look at other social issues, not only women, but the Forum for Women mainly focus on women. But for the caucus, where we have men and women, they also look at other issues that need to be better considered when putting up legislative files. I submit, Chair. Thank you.